It's time. The wait is over. We are ready to start.
You are now tuned.
We're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Right now.
Get ready for this.
Samsung Galaxy Note 8. Windows Mixed Reality. TV 30. iPhone 10. This is the latest tech news.
This is Tech Chat Friday News Update
with your host, David Cannon.
Hello, everyone. It's the first Friday of February. That's a tongue twister, isn't it? It's the 2nd of February 2018, and you know what that means. It's time for the first Friday News Update of February 2018. We have a lot of news to get through on today's episode, so much that it's actually draining my Mac battery. I'm having to charge it because it was nearly out of charge with all this stuff on my Mac, and it's going to be a really busy month on Tech Chat with David Cannon, my YouTube channel as well. There's so much stuff coming up, I don't have time to talk about all of it. Next week we have what the Sony Xperia XZ Pro might look like. We've got an unboxing of the Virgin V6 box, and we have should you pre-order the HomePod and the Elephone U Pro, which we will talk about later in the show. And we also have coming up quite a few reviews, two or three reviews this month. We have probably a speed test in there somewhere, and we have how to switch to Android in 10 minutes. So all very exciting. Please subscribe so that you don't miss any of those great videos, and once I get to 50 subscribers, I will post up a very funny bloopers video from my recent videos. So please subscribe to Tech Chat with David Cannon. But anyway, for now, let's get on with the show because we're running out of time. We've only got 10 minutes because of Alexa flash briefing regulations. So it's the 2nd of February 2018. This is the Friday News Update. And first up this week, Elephone, a brand you might not have heard of, but sell budget phones on Amazon in the UK, have just announced the Elephone U Pro, a brand new phone that looks seriously cool. It has a 6-inch full HD screen that's a curved AMOLED screen, one of the first of its kind on a budget phone. You probably can't find anything like this on a phone of this price. It's going to be about £200-300, and that screen is an 18x9 bezel-less screen as well, so it's got really thin borders. The design's really like the Galaxy S8, and it looks incredible. I mean, I haven't actually seen it in person, but from the images and videos, it just looks really good. And we've got a Snapdragon 660 processor, 6GB of RAM, 128GB of storage, and dual cameras, both 13 megapixel, and they've got ArcSoft algorithms, and the camera samples I've seen of these look amazing. We've also got quick charging, charges in 1.5 hours, and facial recognition for unlocking your phone in 0.08 seconds. And we also get Android Oreo, and by the way, the facial recognition is coming soon in an update. This will be available for pre-order next week on elephonestore.com. That's where you can get it here in the UK, and it will cost between £200-300. And by the way, you will get a fingerprint sensor on there as well, so it won't just be facial recognition. Vivo, another fairly unknown brand here in the UK, but it's owned by the company that owns OnePlus, and they've just announced the first phone with a fingerprint sensor under the screen. It's a new version of their X20 Plus phone, which also has an 18x9 Full HD 6.4-inch AMOLED screen, a Snapdragon 660 processor, 4GB of RAM, and a dual camera, 12 megapixels and 15 megapixels. So pretty good, and you get facial recognition as well, but it has that amazing fingerprint sensor under the screen. You just need to touch the screen to unlock it, which is really cool. They could also be announcing another phone with 10 gig of RAM and up to 512 gig of storage. That is ridiculous. Red, a company that makes professional cinema cameras used in some popular films, have announced more details on its Red Hydrogen phone. It'll have a holographic screen that is better than 3D according to Hydrogen, and you don't need any glasses to see it. And it's going to be a 5.7-inch screen, and Red say everyone who's seen it just thinks it's absolutely incredible. So I can't wait to see some videos of the screen itself, or maybe try it out if I can. And it will also have surround sound, which is apparently equally impressive. It will have modular accessory support. You'll be able to stack them, so you'll be able to connect two at a time, and these will apparently include a small cinema quality camera and a module that will add battery life, stuff like that. You'll be able to shoot 3D or 4V, as they're calling it, videos on the front and back cameras, and then share it on the Hydrogen network. It will have USB-C and will probably be released in the summer. Google Play are now selling audiobooks. They'll be available on Android, iOS, Google Assistant, and online, and you can get 50% off if you buy one now. An Acer tablet running Chrome OS has been spotted at an education event with a screen size of between 8 and 10 inches. Google I.O. 2018 will take place between the 8th and 10th of May, where Google will announce Android 9P features and some other software announcements. You'll soon be able to change OK Google to anything you like, according to an examination of the latest Google app. OnePlus have added iPhone X style gestures to the latest 5T beta. Nokia have released a 4G version of the 3310. Samsung have teased the Galaxy X by saying it will release a phone with a folding OLED screen this year. Apple will apparently delay this year's big iOS 12 new features to focus on reliability and performance, apparently, but they will let you run iPad apps on Macs. Microsoft Surface Pro 4 owners are reporting that their screens are flickering, and the only way to fix this is by putting their laptops in the freezer. And the Galaxy S9 could get intelligent scan, a new unlock method which uses both the iris scanner and the facial recognition. It'll also get stickers with depth control for the S9 Plus, and some images of the phones and some camera samples have emerged online. All right, thanks for listening, everyone, and goodbye.